Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5. You're tuned in to Laguna's only FM station. I'm Zach Churchill, and today we're trying something new. It's Mindfulness Monday, so I'm joined in studio by Dylan Churchill. And yes, it's not a coincidence. He is my brother, but you would know that in a minute based on his voice. We sound kind of similar, I think. What's up, Dylan?
Hey, how's it going, Zach?
I'm great. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
So I am a, obviously a radio DJ, but I also perform music around town and write and record. So I'm a musician for pleasure. Dylan is a musician for medicine. He is a sound healer. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. You'll get to know him, hopefully. And but today we have a different topic. This is Mindfulness Monday. He's going to have a new message and topic each week. Today we're talking about sensory deprivation tanks. First of all, what is mindfulness?
So mindfulness is kind of an interesting word to use for what we're talking about, because we're asking the mindfulness, what is the mind full of? Certainly it's like not thoughts. We don't want, we don't want to associate the term mindfulness with a mind full of thinking, but how I've been described mindfulness is that it is your mind full of the present moment. So to fill your mind with the moment at hand, to fill your mind with the present moment awareness, that would be closer to what we're talking about when we're talking about mindfulness.
Is it the same as consciousness?
Not exactly. So consciousness would be sort of the observing presence that we would tap into.
So consciousness is always there, and mindfulness is tapping into, like, paying attention to that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what is a sensory deprivation tank?
Yeah, scary words when we say sensory.
Can you drown in them?
Actually, you can't. Sensory deprivation tanks contain 600 to 800 pounds of Epsom salt in them, making your body float very easily. So like think of like the Dead Sea and how much salt there is and how, the extra buoyancy. So when you get inside the sensory deprivation tank, there's so much salt that you float. So if you do fall asleep in there, then if you were to like roll over, you would just boom, bob back up to the surface. So you can't actually fall asleep. You can't actually drown. You can fall asleep, but you won't roll over in any sense. You'll stay buoyant. But what it actually contains is, about a foot and a half worth of water. And again, 600 to 800 pounds of Epsom salt. And the water is adjusted to the temperature of the body. And you're in a tank. It's not a small tank. A lot of times the image created is that you're in this like tiny tank. No, it's
good because I'm claustrophobic.
Exactly. I mean, it has a regular size ceiling, and it's about 5 feet across and about 7 to 8 feet long. And you get in there and you lay down, and because of all the Epsom salt, boom, you float to the surface. There's no light, there's no sound, and again, like I said, the water is the temperature of your skin. So pretty soon, even the sense of your body seems to fall away. So without gravity, without the sense of your body, without light and without sound, creating a really unique environment to explore consciousness and to have a mindful moment.
Sounds scary.
Yeah.
It can be. But so if you're just tuning in.
The reality is it's very relaxing.
You're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Dylan Churchill. He's talking about mindfulness and sensory deprivation tanks today. And what are some of the health benefits mentally and physically of these so-called float therapies?
Well, the common benefits are to be noted. This has been around since the 1950s, and has been used to cure PTSD, drug addictions, any lifestyle where there's an excess amount of stress involved. That's pretty much what it's well known for. And then on the level of, your emotional well-being and also spiritual well-being, it really provides an environment to dive into what we were talking about earlier with consciousness, really dive into what it is that we are, what it is that we're experiencing moment by moment. So obviously, the practice of meditation has a ton of health benefits, and this takes meditation to the next degree, because in meditation, a lot of times the body is what distracts us, whether it's a twitch here or a sore muscle there. And in the sensory deprivation tank, we are really eliminating some of the layers of the onion so that we go deeper into the core of what we are.
Right on. Okay, now I have kind of a selfish question. This is just something I want to know, and it may be silly, but there are no stupid questions. Does it make you trip out? Like, can you actually get a hallucinogenic or an experience such as that.
Yeah, absolutely. Tripping out, you know, in the bad sense of the word, is really uncommon in the sensory deprivation tank. But people often report psychedelic sorts of experiences, time kind of coming to a halt, all these sorts of cool visual images and stimulation. There maybe been a few cases where, you know, someone will have a rough time experiencing that aspect of themselves. But since you haven't ingested any chemical or substance, you can always just get out of the tub or, you know, and it's not like a lasting traumatic effect if that were to be the case. And again, that's very rare. But most of the time people are feeling safe enough to, you know, have that psychedelic experience.
Well, I am sold. Because I'm sober, as you well know. 3.5 years now. No drugs, no alcohol, no mind-altering substances. But maybe this will give me a little something to explore in the way of consciousness.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So what does it typically cost?
So it just depends. You typically float between 60 to 90 minutes at a time. And the price usually ranges between, you know, $50 for a 60-minute session to, you know, $75, $80 for a 90-minute session. But, you know, if you become members at some of these places, you can, you know, get discounts. And, you know, for example, I do 90 minutes a month and $45 for that price. So, yeah.
So it is a chance to take your meditation practice to the next level, mm-hmm. and go dive pretty deep into exploring what it means to be aware of your consciousness.
Right. And but first, if you know, first it would be about relaxing the body. So if you are someone who suffers from PTSD or high stress, the first thing that's going to happen in there is you're just going to have a moment to finally relax. And then as you get more comfortable, you know, then you might go deeper into that space.
Well, I'm sure that's something we could all use. If you're just tuning in, this is Dylan Churchill speaking about mindfulness and its connection to sensory deprivation tanks. If you are interested and have the cash, it's about, what'd you say, about $50 to $70, mm-hmm. depending on a 60, 90-minute session. Mm-hmm. There's definitely some options for you in the South Orange County area. There is a float lounge in Laguna Beach. It's called the Float Lounge. There's also one in Newport Beach called Newport Float Therapy. So, Dylan, thank you so much for coming on today. We hope to have you back for another mindfulness topic next week.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Have a good day.